Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake, inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut-healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.
IPVanish protects every device you own. Your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Coming to you live from an epic battle between two warring dynasties. For decades, these two have fought, and we're at the end of the line. We're a go for the Ego versus Lego Rhyme Time face-off here on Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
You better Lego my ego.
You know what? You know what's interesting, Travis, is that you pluralize ego by saying egos, but you do not pluralize Lego by saying Legos. And really, that was kind of the basis for the whole fight that they've had these decades. They're like, no, you put an S. No, you take that S away.
Tale as old as time, fighting over pluralization.
Yep.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast. My name is Travis.
And I am Brandon. Thank you so much.
Sorry to throw to you mid-beverage swig. But we're back. We're gearing things up for a brand new season of Rick and Morty. Season 9 is just over a month away. And we have some fun things to discuss, including a new trailer for that upcoming season, which we will discuss in just a little while. But before we do, if you're new here, maybe it's been a while. Maybe you got a new phone and you lost all of your social media links, which because that's how social media works, right? You lose all of your logins if you lose your phone.
That
Brandon knows what I'm talking
that
about.
That was my last phone. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm an old you can follow person. Us.
I think you can still follow us on X at Rick and Morty Pod. All right. Facebook, facebook.com/Rick and Morty Podcast. Instagram, Rick and Morty Podcast. And send us emails, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Blue Sky. I'm 20% positive. I got an affirmative thumbs up from Brandon. So, yeah, rickandmortypod.bsky.social. We're still hanging out on the subreddits. You can go to rickandmorty.reddit.com, the official Rick and Morty subreddit. Brandon's a moderator over there, so you know he's going to make sure everybody stays in line. He also does like pre-show, like questions and sets up for episodes. He gives and he gives. Also, there's our subreddit, rickandmortypodcast.reddit.com. I think there's a bot still operating that thing somewhere. I don't think so.
I don't know. If somebody wants to moderate that for us, by all means,
sign up.
Have at it.
hit us in the comments. You can go to our website, the newly improved rickandmortypod.com. If you don't want to use, you know, podcast, you know, apps and you just want it straight from the source, you can go to the website and you can play our episodes over there. If you like video versions of podcasts, you can go to youtube.com/apathetic enthusiasm. Subscribe there. You'll get all of our interdimensional RSS episodes as well as episodes of our other podcast, Apathetic Enthusiasm, and other stuff that we may throw up there every now and again. And then a big thanks to our patrons at patreon.com/apathetic enthusiasm for continuing to support all of our podcasting endeavors. If you want to support this show, head over to patreon.com, and thanks for checking it out. Brandon,
yeah.
How are you feeling?
Hello.
Like we've been doing Apathetic Enthusiasms week in, week out. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated our 300-ish episode. Lots of things happening there, but we have not been in the Rick and Morty space. It's kind of got to shake off the rust. Are you feeling loose? Are you feeling into it?
Yeah, you know, we're recording tonight. The reason I told you earlier, I told Travis like 15 minutes I'll be ready, and then I was like, now I'm gonna pour a cold one. It's because I took a shower. I wanted to feel fresh. I wanted to feel clean. I wanted to put on a new shirt. I wanted to feel good for this episode because I'm excited. I want to talk about Rick and Morty. I think it's going to be fun. And then like last night I was working on the website, right? Using some Claude to help, repair some of the outdated looks that we have on our site. So like making a player and all that type of stuff. So, yeah. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, Travis. How about you?
It's a new season 9, right around the corner. I'm not feeling fresh. I've had extra caffeine today, so maybe I'll be a little bit pumped up. I slept on the floor next to a dog crate last night because we got a brand new puppy.
Oh yeah!
So like that's happening. Snowball is in the house. I don't think that's going to be the official name, but I could be convinced. Let me know what you think the puppy's name should be. I won't share a picture. I'm excited to be back doing interdimensional RSS. So much fun to talk about Rick and Morty, and this is we're right in the like opening elements, right? We've got a release date. What is it? May 24th, mm-hmm. I think is when the new episodes come out. And you know, like things are happening. We're starting to get little hints, little tastes with a teaser trailer, like a full season trailer. And I'm excited to talk about those things. But before we get into it, we have a process. We have things that we have to do in this. Mm-hmm. There's a system, right? We can't break with tradition. So before we talk about this trailer, I think it's important that we spend a little bit of time on semi-pertinent news.
Semi-pertinent news. Salmonella is not the same thing. Welcome to Semi.
What if we had a segment that was just us talking about salmonella for 5 minutes at the top of every Rick and Morty podcast?
Yeah. What's the latest news in salmonella and salmonella treatments?
In a recently released journal for the School of Medicine, it was determined that salmonella is a disease. I don't know. I don't know how it works. It's chicken related, right? Chicken disease.
And I found a company who's owned by a Salvador Manila.
I was going to make a joke about a guy named Sal Manila. And that's how in sync we are, Brandon.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. Our minds are locked in.
Speaking of being in sync and having your minds locked in, the first semi-permanent news is brought to you by Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
There was a category, and the Jeopardy answer was, the question was, who is Ian Cardoni and Harry Belden? I forget what the actual question was. It was in the category of TV title pairs, but, they were an answer on Jeopardy. That's cool.
Yeah. Right? So the TV title pairs, I want to say they were like 400, like they weren't, I don't think they were the very top. Like answer, but you know, Jeopardy, it's all backwards. So they were an answer. This highly animated Harry Belden and Ian Cardoni, the answer or the question was, what is Rick and Morty? So they, and unfortunately,
I forget
how nobody
how Jeopardy works.
They got the old. Nobody knew the answer, but that just means that people just, you know, they aren't staying up to date. They're not staying locked in with the skills and talents of the amazing people that work on Rick and Morty, but not you, fair listener, not you, Unity. You know who you were probably sitting at your Brandon's watching it now.
Oh yeah.
They voiced Rick and Morty, Brian.
Yeah, there it is. Jerks.
He voiced Rick and Morty. Yeah, I don't know.
Congratulations,
you guys. Yeah. You guys were doing the Leo DiCaprio meme, pointing at the TV at home, watching Jeopardy, being like, "It's Rick and Morty." I know, I knew it. Speaking of
appearances, Harry
and Ian, what
appearances? Speaking of appearances on,
yeah, yes,
places.
Keeping up appearances. Yeah, lots of conventions happening all around the country, all around the continent. And there are lots of opportunities if these events are near you for you to get a chance to meet some of the voice actors from Rick and Morty. So a couple that we just shamelessly scraped off of their social media feeds. One coming up May 2nd and 3rd in Orlando, Florida, the Geek Culture Con. Both Harry and Ian will be there. So if you want a chance to meet both of them, head to Orlando beginning of next month. Also in May, over in Ontario, Canada, May 16th and 17th at Comic-Con Revolution, Ian, Harry, and Spencer all appearing. So you'll get some Rick, you'll get some Morty, and of course, summer opportunities to meet all of them. And then Ian also at Terrificon in Uncasville. I don't know if I said that right. It's somewhere in Connecticut. August 7th through the 9th, Terrificon. So yeah, I will say these guys are all across the map. They're making appearances all the time. So if that is something that you're interested in, you would like to get a chance to meet, take a photo with some of these actors, you make sure you're following them. Follow them on socials because they're always posting about meet and greets and upcoming opportunities. So check those out. Any other semi-pertinent news or things that you're tracking, Brandy? I'm going to start calling you Brandy now.
Yeah, the R&B singer from the 90s. So
Rick, and our special guest,
come on out, Brent.
What if we went 10 minutes into this and then just had Brandy sitting just off camera
and clearly annoyed that
just, she's a professional.
Yeah.
She's waiting for us to introduce her.
That's true. Yeah. Her publicist is like, come on. last bit of news. So Rick and Morty comics over at Oni Press, they're soon to be done. The penultimate issue of, Rick and Morty titled The End is out in stores now. There's one issue left and then that's it. That's it. No more Rick and Morty comics until they start them up again.
End of an era.
Speaking of end of an era. Oh, this is a shout out to somebody. It's doing a listener's suggestion a little bit early just because it is pertinent, semi-pertinent. Let me pull it up. Daniel over on Instagram sent us that Pocket Mortys. Today is April 13th, and today is the last day of Pocket Mortys. It is no longer... Pocket Morty says, well, this is it. The last day to play Pocket Mortys. Thank you for everything. Now go make the most of what time you've got left. Wubba lubba dub dub. After 10 amazing years, Pocket Mortys will come to an end. As a thank you for playing, everything in the game is now free. I think that was an earlier story. Keep squanching with us until April 13th. So speaking of an end of an era.
Man, when did Pocket Mortys come out? That was
10 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's like a decade.
Yeah, it's almost as old as like the Triassic period.
It's kind of crazy. Not a slight against Pocket Mortys in any way, shape, or form. The fact that they kept it going for 10 years is a pretty impressive achievement.
And they
were still adding new characters season after season. That's pretty cool.
New trainer. So anyway, rest in peace. And I think that should do it for semi-pertinent news. I think we've got a rest of a show to talk about.
Yeah, that's our show. Thanks everybody for watching. I'm just kidding. Of course, we have a spectacular trailer to talk about. So when we come back, we will be hopping right into that. So stick around And we'll see you in a minute.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish. IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Without any further ado, let's get right into it. The moment you've all been waiting for. It is time for the main thing.
Main thing is what we're doing here. Let's all come together and have fun. Fun is the theme here.
Fun.
In the main thing. Season 9 trailer. It's here. We got a little over a month before season 9 pops out and hits us over the
it's birthed into the world.
Mm-hmm. Just beating our faces senseless with awesomeness. And so we have what's been cool is they've been showing sneak previews, like the animatic that they showed, and then they showed the sneak preview of like Rick pulling Summer and Morty out to like do some training, and then
some jogging.
Yeah. And now we have the actual trailer, which shows a bunch of clips from what we assume hopefully is actually in season 9. Maybe it's cool in season 10, but what did you think about it originally? Right, it showed up out of nowhere, and I wasn't the one to post it on the subreddit, so I'm kind of mad about myself about that. But anyway,
we got to give you grace. You can't always be with finger on the pulse of Rick and Morty notifications. Sometimes you have to like poop or something. I don't know. Like you get busy, you can't win them all. But yeah, so brand new trailer came out. This has been out maybe for like a week or two now. Mm-hmm. I think, when was this? 6 days ago, yeah. It was posted on the YouTubes. And it's a great looking trailer. I would say the visuals, like there's a lot of action in this trailer. The trailers, the way they cut them, they're always like, it's always like Rick and Morty is an action movie or something. There's there's explosions, there's scenes of them flying through space and blowing open walls and doing, and then it'll like quick cut to like Jerry in the kitchen with his eyeballs melting or something. Yeah. And then, so like that juxtaposition of high concept sci-fi and then goofiness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's all there. There are some bits that we get to see that maybe tip the hand a little bit in terms of what some of these episodes might be about. It's not full of jokes necessarily, but it's just like, hey, here's a bunch of cool stuff that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to watch and see what it all means.
Yep.
I don't know. What were your thoughts?
The first time I watched it, much like the first time we watch any of the episodes, is experiencing it, having fun with it. Billy Idol's Rebel Yell playing. And it was like, all right, this is some good action. There's some of those scenes of like some really good animation, like highlighting, like when Rick says like, Morty, grab on to me. And it's like, it's the scene is rotating like the bottle is like
going around. It looks like the room is spinning or something. Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. There's really, really cool visuals throughout the trailer. There's a quick scene of like Rick and Morty being like beaten into the ground by the roots of some sort of like tree person.
Yeah.
And like the character, like I have no idea what that is, what the context is for it in a scene or in an episode. Is that the main thing in an episode, or is that just like a one-off character that they run into for 90 seconds? But it looks really good. Curious to see what that's all about. There's like a quick cut where it almost looks like they're flying in the spaceship through like hyperspace or something, but the background behind them is like super colorful and almost like digitized or something.
Yeah.
It looks to me
like Jackson Pollock type art in the background.
Almost. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It wouldn't be just normal, like light speed travel. That to me doesn't feel Rick and Morty enough. So is that them going into some dimension they haven't explored before? Like, the possibilities are endless. So long as somebody wrote it on the writer's room whiteboard at some point, I think it could exist. There's even a cool giant spider looking thing that's like shrieking and fighting Morty. And I love the different concepts and like creative characters and aliens that they still continue to come up with. And so I'm excited to see all of that.
I think we'll break it down here in a little bit, like, you know, the things that we see. But what jumped out to you about like a scene that you really are interested in?
Like you, I do try to just watch them the first time for enjoyment. But it's hard for me to not immediately go into like analysis mode when I'm watching these trailers and start thinking about, oh, like which of these scenes go together. Yeah. Is like what can I glean about the plot of an upcoming episode? How many episodes are we actually seeing in this trailer? Is it two? Is it six? Like, could we potentially have any idea? Like, sometimes there's one clip from an episode that sneaks its way into a trailer like this and gives zero context to the rest of the episode. And then we go back and like, we'll do our end of season recap and look back at those original trailers and be like, I don't even remember that happening. It's like, oh yeah, it was just that one clip from episode six. And you're like, oh yeah, okay. I think I don't know. I don't really know what that was. Okay. Great. Well, so, but for now, before we have the episodes, every second is we can analyze it.
It matters.
We can speculate
every second.
Peel away the layers.
We saw the image in the early press release of Rick looking out of from behind blinds. And then that animation is within the trailer, and I'm like, okay, what is that? What is so important about this particular scene or image of him looking? What does that mean? I really want to know, you bastards.
Watch it be something so stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm waiting for the mail or something.
They just really liked how the blue like glow looked on those blinds. They thought it was, I don't know. It could be huge. It could be huge. We never know.
Yeah.
But I do like to pick things apart. I like to, you know, sort of stitch things together if we can and see if there's any episode plots or themes that we can, you know, this is definitely speculation territory, like much speculate. But I mean, let's give it a shot. Let's look at some of these clips and then see if we can kind of piece together a potential theme for an upcoming episode. I don't know. You want to go ahead and start?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start. So one of the scenes that we see, and they show it twice, is where Beth and Summer are fighting the couch, and Beth has a shield. The couch is being badass. And then there's the other scene of that is the floor becomes lava, which is, you know, a nice callback to the game we all play as kids.
I love that, like, that note of, like, the Floor is Lava, classic childhood game, and Netflix competition series streaming now, probably still streaming. Wow. It's probably 10 years old. Do things go away on Netflix? Yes, they do. That was a stupid question, Travis. But yeah, like the floor actually being lava, and just like all sorts of things that seem to be going wrong in the house. I do have a feeling that the scene where Rick walks into the kitchen, Jerry's in there, and he's like, hey, somebody's on the phone for you. Jerry puts like the phone up, or some sort of device, up to his ear, and then his like face kind of contorts and his eyes bug out and turn blue and then kind of sink back into his face. There's another clip where the two of them are walking out of the kitchen, and Jerry's eyes are still faintly that same color blue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking into the living room where Summer and Beth are facing off against, you know, the couch or something like that. So I even think those scenes are all kind of tied together somehow. But what does it mean? What could the possible theme be?
Who knows?
I have a thought.
What is your thought?
I have a theory. And I think this is going to be the culmination or the result of all of the technology that Rick has installed throughout the Smith family home over the years and years of time that he's been, you know, living there and hanging out in the garage. We've seen it throughout time, mm-hmm. throughout the series, you know, defense systems, automations, an entire, you know, levels buried into the ground underneath the garage. But what if it goes wrong? What if it either rebels against him, or there's some sort of technical glitch, or like a, you know, a cyber attack or something, and suddenly the house turns against the Smith family, and they and all of the things that Rick has put in there start to go haywire, and so they have to fight against them. So I think that would be great.
It's like a Westworld, but just for all of his house.
Just for the Smith family house. Yeah.
That's funny.
House world. West house.
West house. Last house on the west. That's stupid. It's like Last House on the Left. Whatever. It's a Wes Craven movie. Okay. So what you mentioned, the stuff about the garage, where Rick is like, he does a laser thing and like bounces up and it takes out a satellite. I don't know if that's a scene.
I don't know if that's connected. There is, you know, you mentioned that scene where it looks like things are spinning, and Rick's like grabbing onto the door handle and he's like, Morty, grab my hand or something. And we see, I think we saw that. We definitely saw that still in the original still images that we got a hold of. I don't think we've seen the other reverse angle until this trailer, where Morty is there as well. There's stuff flying around. It looks like there's like some sci-fi crates or something there, which makes me think that might not be the garage. This may be more of like a containment, or what do they call it? Like the pressure air chambers on a like on a spaceship, where
decompression,
you know, airlocks. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I just saw Project Hail Mary. It'll only take me, you know, a little while to figure that out. But I think that may be separate.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, who knows?
What I was feeling about seeing him working in the garage and on like the walls, it's like kind of the black walls with like the red trim. That seems very like Tammy. Phoenix person type of, type of design.
Maybe some Return of the Gromflamites or well, I mean, she's kind of parted ways with them. So
I don't know.
She's got a sordid backstory.
but it kind of the architecture is reminiscent of that type of environment. So I was like, huh, I wonder what that's about. But again, I don't know.
If I had to speculate, one other scene that might be part of this, like Rage Against the House, West House. It would be, it's pretty late in the trailer, but there's a scene where Rick, who is in a jumpsuit with what looks like a fish tank on his head like a helmet, and some other unknown old guy is with him, and they're fighting some mechanical something in the garage. Rick is using what appears to be like a pipe wrapped around a bowling ball as a weapon. And
I love that. I love
Beth
that.
Beth walks in and says, "Whatever you guys are doing in here, it made the garbage disposal stop working."
Mm.
And that connection of like sci-fi chaos in the garage impacting a, you know, basic function
right.
inside the house, that to me also feels like it could be maybe the starting elements of the house disobeying or not functioning as expected. There's also like three sets of legs hanging from the ceiling of the garage, so something terrible has happened. I don't know.
Kind of one small clip is with Morty is being lifted up. There's like a motorcycle in suspended state.
Also in the garage. Yeah.
Also in the garage, and Morty's getting lifted up, and Rick tells him, says something about like having too much metal in him.
It looks like the motorcycle is like suspended between two magnets, and then Morty is being like lifted up as well. Too much.
Yeah. But being lifted up towards the ceiling. So with these feet dangling from the ceiling, using a bowling ball, right? There's no magnetism in the bowling ball. I don't know.
Clever.
I don't know. Well, maybe there is. Actually, I don't know. I don't know how bowling balls are made.
Yeah.
Is there metal in bowling
ball? Them breakfast drugs that Jerry's talking about in one of the scenes. I don't know what breakfast drugs are, but... That'll be interesting.
Well, when you start working out, which I should because I'm getting fat. A lot of people work out in the morning,
I work out in the morning.
Yeah. So Rick's going on a fitness journey. We've seen that a couple different places, not just within this trailer, but you know, we talked about him pulling Summer and Morty out to go train, dancing. There's opening with the time to shred, Rick pulling Morty.
I love the opening because it's much like the opening of the very first episode, right? Like it's that same shot of Morty's bedroom. He hasn't really updated his decorations very much. I don't see the science pennant, which maybe that's on an opposite wall, but I have one. It's off camera, but it is above.
I got mine off camera.
My head in here. Yeah. I lied. The science pennant is there. It's just cropped by the layers on our stream. But the science pennant is there. Okay, we can all rest easy.
Woo.
So he drags him out of bed to go get shredded or something like that, right? Like there's clearly a version of Rick in this season that is hyper fixated on fitness. There's another very quick clip in the trailer. You mentioned like a dance class. At first I was like, is this like yoga or something like that? And once I paused it, I realized they are in a dance studio. Rick is in like a lime green tank top with purple shorts. He's wearing a purple sweatband. He's got like the matching set. Morty is falling down because he can't do the steps correctly or something like that. But it almost feels like something from a larger montage or something of them trying different exercises or trying to get fit. The question for me is why? Like why? what is the why behind this in the episode? Because I mean, Rick is like 90% bionic at this point, I think. And I think the majority of his diet is probably just booze and pancakes. So like, I don't know. Maybe he has like a medical scare or something. He's like, no, I gotta get my life turned around. I gotta figure this out. And so he gets all into fitness. and then drags his family into it as well.
You know, that's the thing about addiction, Travis, is, you know, you go from one addiction to the other. You're like, I want to stop drinking. I want to stop drinking. So, you know what? I'm going to start working out. Then you get addicted to working out. And then you're like, well, I don't want to work out anymore. I'm going to do keto. I don't know. Do people do that route?
While you're working out, you're like, well, I'll start taking a pre-workout. And they're like, pre-workout? Isn't that just breakfast drugs? And it kind of is. Huh. Yeah, I take my breakfast drugs on the way to the gym in the morning while I'm driving there.
You have a note in here about the Kung Fu master. He does like the kind of like death punch thing to Rick. I want to point out that in the background of that, Morty has the Boob World hat on.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Oh, wait. And I was like, huh, okay. I wonder where they're coming back from that. Did they go to Boob World or were they on the way to Boob World?
This is a great still frame that I just took. It's up on the video, but yeah, it's like Rick's face is totally scrunched up. And then, yeah, Boob World hat just in the back. Maybe they go back to Boob World, you know, the return.
The Kung Fu dude, he's there. But then at the very end of the trailer, you see Rick jumping in the pool. Kung Fu dude is there, like kind of just like eating like a barbecue or whatever. So there's some. I wonder if it starts with them as enemies or kind of antagonistic to each other, or if it ends that way. Like he's that there because he has a shirt off.
Because there's also the scene that we see just before it where like the house looks like it is exploding. Rick and Morty are being thrown from the house and then like jumping out into the smoke is the Kung Fu dude. So I wonder if like they were having a house party. Everything's cool. They're jumping in the pool, having fun. And then something goes wrong, and now they have offended the owner of this home, and you know leads to,
oh yeah,
you know sci-fi hygiene,
like a feud, like a sci-fi feud,
like a feudal war,
yeah, like Ego versus Lego.
Hey, you tied it all together.
Hey. Yeah, I knew we were gonna get to this point. I was really looking forward to doing that.
I don't know. Anything else that stands out to you in this trailer or like any other clips or even just scenes that kind of stick out in your brain?
Yeah, I think we talked about most of them. I'm just really excited to kind of see all the artwork in action. The plot, of course, you know, whatever plot.
I like plot. I'll have his plot if he's not eating it.
I'm waiting for us to, hopefully Adult Swim does this. They've been doing it last couple seasons, the episode titles, listing those out, because that'll be content for us, of course, but also that's really fun for me to be like, okay, what pop culture references are they using? And then how we tie it to the theme. That's always a favorite action of mine.
Seeing the scenes from this trailer does make me excited for the new season. It's back on Sundays, May 24th, 11 p.m. Eastern. For those of you that still subscribe to time zones. I don't expect to see this on HBO Max or whatever it's called this week. Until well after the season is over. So typically, which has been tradition for Rick and Morty, not available on streaming platforms until after the season, at least in the United States. I know that that's not true for some other countries across the pond.
Yes,
I don't know what that accent was or if there even was one. I'm excited. I this does get me excited for the new season and all the fun that is to come. But Unity, you know, we want to know what you guys are thinking about this. The trailer's been out almost a week. I know we've been away, but you know, we're here now. we're here now and we want to connect with you. So leave a comment on this video, or you can reach us on any of those social media platforms. Let us know what you guys liked about this trailer. Is there anything we missed? Are there any plot holes, any potential storylines that you've stitched together from these episodes or from these clips? And we want to hear from you. So let us know. And maybe if you do, mm-hmm. you'll be featured in our next segment, Listener Suggestions and Shortouts. This is the part that I make Brandon do all the work for. So Brandon, what do you got?
Yeah. What helps is I got access to my social media from the last time I lost my phone. I can start monitoring things again. First off, the shout out to Dominic Arundel over on Instagram. So he, I was doing updates to the website, right? Get everything updated. Well, what happened was when a new post happened, it went over to Buffer and it like buffered the post. So over on Rick and Morty podcast, a couple new episodes, I use that in quote, were pushed out. And so he reached out and said, "Hey, just letting you know, I can't find the new episode on Spotify." And so I said, "Thanks for letting us know." Said, I messed that up. But we're going to record one tonight, so you'll see something tomorrow for sure. And he says, he laughed. That's because I'm pretty funny. He said, "Excited for the new pod. Love for the podcast from Australia." That's right. We've got listeners down under.
We're international, baby. So thank you to all of our Aussie listeners. I don't know if Aussie is a derogatory term, but in Australia, we appreciate you and your resilience to live in a place where everything is designed to kill you. And yet you persevere and to the level where you listen to a podcast about Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
you truly are. Wonderful. Thank you so much for reaching out and expressing concern about missing episodes, even though it might just be AI accidentally spitting things out or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So speaking of Buffer, got a couple things here. Let's see. Will Mr. Needful make a return? Heat Seek 1980 asking that question. And then sincerely from Amy. Oh my God, that's a smart question. I wonder if we'll ever see Mr. Needful again. Do you think we'll see Mr. Needful again someday?
I don't recall. And I mean, this may make me lose my, you know, credibility as a Rick and Morty podcaster. I can't remember off the top of my head what the fate of Mr. Needful was at the end of the episode.
He gets his ass beat by Buff, Summer, and Rick.
That's right. So he's not necessarily dead.
No, just got his ass beat, you know?
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's kind of like the Meeseeks question, right? Like, the Meeseeks were huge. They were a pivotal, like essential part, especially people watching the first season. They think about the Meeseeks. So much product and merchandise was made out of the Meeseeks. But they were a one episode thing until years and years later, when they're like, "All right, let's sneak them into the background of some, you know." But they've never come back with like a real prominent, like, I mean, I think we got the Kirkland Meeseeks for a minute there and stuff like that, right? But Mr. Needful, great character for the episode that he was featured in. I would never rule out him not coming back, but if he did, I don't think it would be like a featured plot line. I don't think it would be something where, you know, we see him for a story arc. It would be like a cameo. It would be a quick,
yeah,
wait, like almost blink and you miss it type. Was that Mr. Needful? Or was, you know, they go into a random store somewhere and the shop owner happens to be Mr. Needful or something,
or
that.
Like, or he's in there like with like a basket, just like the handheld baskets at the grocery store, and he's like putting like a handful of cabbages in there. I don't know why he likes
my cabbages.
I think so. I think that's probably where it would be, like a cameo, and not necessarily like a main character. Like all of those, a lot of those characters from season one, like Adolf Linkler, as an example, like you mentioned the Meeseeks before, like, yeah, like maybe there'll be a time where they all show back up. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they could. And like, that's always available. But I get the impression as we go into our ninth season that the writers, the production team for the show, they don't want to be reliant on those original characters from the first part. Like, they think they're great and those episodes are good, but it would almost be like too easy to just go back and recycle those characters that we've seen before. Obviously, certain characters become fan favorites, instant classics. Squanchy's a good example. Bird Person has kind of survived and died and then been resurrected, and all these other things that have happened to Bird Person. Some of those characters, especially those that are really closely tied to Rick, I think have more of an opportunity to come back. A lot of those one-off characters that maybe are featured in an episode but don't necessarily have close connection to Rick or any of the other Smith family, I think sometimes we have to appreciate the episodes they're in because they may not ever come back.
That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you for the suggestions and short outs. One thing I want to throw out there for the subreddit, I've talked to Adult Swim, looking to do an AMA eventually, probably mid season, during the mid season point. That way we all get to experience the show and be like, all right, now we want to ask you a fuckload of questions about
some highly specific plot related questions.
Yeah. So if you're not over on the subreddit, be sure to go check that out. And I think that's all I have, Travis.
It's good to be back. As we get more and more content leading up to the start of the episodes, you will see these podcasts coming out more and more frequently. If nothing comes out between now and next week, we may not have an interdimensional RSS next week, but we are eager and hungry to get this content out for you. So we will be doing our best to start gathering all that information leading up to the season premiere.
Yep.
Season 9, May 24th. So if you're not already subscribed, if you're not already, you know, subscribed on whether it's YouTube or whatever your favorite podcatcher is, hit that subscribe button. If you are an Apple Podcast or Spotify subscriber, the best thing you can do as we lead up to the season is leave a review. It really helps the show get in front of more people. So, you know, that sometimes there's fans that come and they listen to shows for a while and they kind of fall away, but leaving those reviews really helps other people discover the show. Or, of course, you can always share our social media posts on your social media platform of choice. Indeed. Whatever it is. You know, we're not here to judge you.
Unless you're on Truth Social. If you're on Truth Social, we do not have a presence there.
Anyway, we'll cover that in a later episode. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard. Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake, inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up, because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut-healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.
IPVanish protects every device you own. Your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.